We are reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, third volume, 10th part. We're looking in internal observation. You may send us questions. And I will ask them during the lesson.
I chose this part because this is talking about Ibur Aleph, about impregnation, conception. And we are all always now talking in our excerpts about conception, how to enter conception. So we'll see how Baal HaSulam talks about it in the language of Kabbalah. Go ahead.
Letter 1. Here the Rav divides the seven parts of the Melachim that descended to the creation on the three discernments that they are: lights, sparks, and vessels. He also unites to them the three levels unique for their correction, that in the Yesod and Tvuna, their correcting of the vessels, and the place of the Chatach, their correcting of the sparks, in the Yesod, upper Bina, our correcting of the lights. And we need to understand the matters, and mainly we need to understand the matter of the sparks, which the entire matter of the scrutinies and the raising of man in the work of the tzaddikim to raise man revolves around this. And thus we need to understand them well. One, what is the essence of these sparks? Two, what is the matter of their number? And what also that we find seemingly contradictions between the words of the Rav and the matter of their number. Because sometimes he says they're scrutinized and they rise as shach sparks. And sometimes he says that they're only shato sparks, different number. And sometimes he says they're rapach sparks.
Meaning there are questions here with regards to the scrutinies. How do we scrutinize the vessels in order to correct them? So first of all, these vessels are divided to lights, sparks, and vessels, three parts. And now how do we correct each and every part? So we have a system, and in raising the vessels to certain levels in the system, that's how it's corrected. So he says that, well, he still doesn't mention more than raising man here, but as the vessels rise to a certain level, a certain portion is corrected, then another portion, and through these lights, sparks, and vessels, we correct all of them, and then we can use them all in order to bestow. Yes. Item 2.
And initially, we'll clarify the matter of the sparks, by which the Rav says that they fell with the broken vessels to Biyah in order to enliven them.
Meaning they didn't fell for themselves, they fell in order to revive the vessels, to shine on the vessels. So there's a feeling, an understanding, a direction in the vessels. It all comes from the sparks.
And here, truly, Rav has already explained them well in the matter of the world of Akudim, that he says there that the records and the reflected light which descends, there's a beating one with another, and then from them is born the sparks of light, which in the aspect of reflected light, which is judgment, which is worse than the light of the record, which is achamim, mercy. And it's explained in the internal light, which the light which is placed after there in the record within the vessel after its departure from there, let's as in the level of Keter, which is left there, the record within the vessel of Man of the fourth discernment, which is the level of Keter, and here afterwards when it's made the coupling on the coarseness which is remaining in the Masach, the screen, which is the third discernment, and comes out of that the level of Chokhmah, He had that same height which emanated from it, which is has that same importance more than the record, from what is from the illumination of the coupling. Rather, afterwards, from the record, being that the level of its height from the height of Chokhmah, which it's coming to now, although already the departure of the light of its coupling, and thus it does not have a rather diminished light, and thus the level of the height of Chokhmah beats on the Rishimo, meaning that it enters and illuminates in its vessel. And from the force, it is necessary for the record to depart from the vessel, and it rises from above the vessel, known as tagin, which are upon the letters, and then they fall the sparks from the record, because the record includes the two types of lights, the refined light and the coarse light. Because as they incorporated the light within which includes the direct light and the reflected light, being that the aspect of the reflected light inverts to be above downward and made a vessel to be clothing the direct light. And thus the record remains from this light.
Just as we learn that we have vessels, desires, and if their intention is in order to bestow, then these vessels can take the light into them. They are similar as the light because they have an intention to bestow as the light has. So the same here, direct light and reflected light, they can come closer and clothe into each other. Yeah.
Although this coarse light made to be aspect of a vessel clothing on the direct light, here still it is not a complete vessel, as in the words of the Rav, while it's still connected with the direct light. Rather, after the departure of the refined light above, remains the coarse light below, because the coarse light, which is reflected light, cannot rise ever. Rather, it remains below. And then the coarse light is made to be as a vessel. And here it is said in general, that the coarse light, which clothed in general the direct light, although this is the part of the coarse light which was separated from the record, it remains in the vessel, because of the beating of the height of the Choraim in it, and thus it is not truly considered a vessel yet, as the coarse light in general. And being that the bringing out of the records from outside the vessel, known as tagin, is not thought to be a complete exit and departure, because in general the record never departs, ever. Rather, only this, that it exited to be above the vessel, and rather it still illuminates in the aspect of its coarse light. And thus, it is known as the tagin above the letters, meaning that it is connected in it and illuminated in it, and thus the coarse light of the Rishimot is made to be an additional discernment of a vessel, by the exiting of the record from the vessel, and considered to be a light also now.
Kiev one. What kind of example to give you? Look, if we take a human and we take out all the Hashimot that are in his mind, then he doesn't know what to do. He won't know how to move his hands, his legs. He'll be like a newborn baby. Nothing. Hashimot are all of the information, the data, the impressions from all that the Kli has been through in previous states. They all exist together in the Kli, and it's called Reshimu.
Как мы теперь... Ну, то есть можно сказать, что это все любые впечатления, которые человек ощущает, правильно?
So if it's possible to say that all the impressions that we feel...
No, it's not from our world. We're not talking about the human in this world right now. We're talking about the Adam that was in various spiritual states in order to bestow, and now this degree has departed from him, and what he has left is the Reshimot, the records. And with these records, he goes on to the next degree.
Определяет, что вот это состояние он может использовать ради отдачи.
How does he determine that in this state he can use truly to bestow, and in a new level he can?
That's why he has a group, and he can turn to the Creator to realize the records that he has, and that's how he clarifies them, connects them, and asks. He does that together with the group and the Creator, and that's why he doesn't go wrong. All in all, the Reshimot are intended to operate the person in the right way, which means in connection with the group and the Creator.
All right?
What does it mean that the records rise?
The upper light that would come into the vessels with the screen in order to bestow. It then spread into the Kli. And then after the Kli finished its role, then the light departed. A new Reshimo appeared, worse than before, broken, which now needs to be corrected. And then the light that departed is above the Kli. And in the Kli, a new Reshimo arises. And this Reshimo now needs to be corrected, and that's what it's about. That's our whole work.
Okay?
Hungarian Polish.
Shalom, Rav. I think Vlad asked the question, but for me, what are the conditions for the Kli so that the Reshimo rise above it? What are, as we are trying to be one Kli, and we want to clarify all the impression of the light onto us, what will be the condition for the Reshimo to rise?
If I am in adhesion with the Creator and in a desire to realize my desire only in order to bestow, this already arranges within me all of the Reshimot and lights in the right order. And that's how we work. I only try to do the work, but the whole work is, it's called the work of the Creator, meaning the Creator does it. What's up to me is only to annul before the Reshimot, the new state, and what is called the Creator will finish for me.
So basically, as we are making efforts, these efforts invite the light that reform. But after, what I have a difficulty with is between the coarse light and the other light. So within this group, we can start to feel those things within the Kli of the group, and how to differentiate, or this is too early.
Too early. It's incorrect and it's too early, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So, no more questions. You see, the material is such that it's not that clear. Probably we won't continue with that, but move to something else. Moscow 6.
Рав, а как заставить себя правильно воспринимать урок, когда не лезет уже неделю?
How to force ourselves to grasp the lesson correctly when it's not getting into it?
Заставить себя правильно воспринимать урок, когда он уже не лезет просто.
How to force oneself to grasp the lesson correctly when it's just not getting into
it? So we learn the lesson, even though we don't understand, for the purpose of remedy. As a remedy, meaning that what I learn indicates the state of the embryo. I want to be an embryo. And being an embryo does not depend on how much I understand these things. Say, a person in this world who takes care of an embryo that is within the woman. So he's not in the place of the embryo, he's just helping. So the embryo is just is developing. In this way, our work is only in nullifying ourselves, as we discuss in the first part of the lesson every day. And when we become wiser, when we attain the inner states, then when we will study tests, this part 10 of tests will understand what's actually going on with us. But as we enter the Ibul, we're only in annulment. And through the annulment, we slightly feel our existence to some extent in the upper world, in the rulership of the Creator, but that's it. That's all. That's all we have. So, don't worry about not understanding anything, because we want to attain. So just reading these things and even understanding these things with your external mind is possible, but to feel how it happens in us, how the Rishimot go up and down within us, how the lights go in and out, that's what we need to discover. And that we still don't have, because it depends on our devotion, how much we nullify ourselves, and then the light can operate in us and show its action. And this does not depend on our mind whatsoever. It's not the smart one who learns. Rather, only how much we want to nullify ourselves and be an embryo in the hands of the upper one, through the hands of the group. That's how it works. Volga.
Дарав, вот у меня всегда был вопрос такой. Почему мы никогда не сопрягаем вот язык?
I've always had such a question. Why do we never combine between, let's say, the language of Tess with the articles of Rabash? Let's say we read some excerpt. Why not indicate, okay, Rabash writes about this, let's say, an article this and this, according to these examples, and these are the internal work connected. Why do we ever combine these?
Because we don't feel what Tess is saying. And that's why we can't tie these things together. If I will explain to you now a recipe for how to make some dish, right? And I'll tell you, take some salt, take some pepper, take this, take this, cook it this way, that way. But you have no clue what all these components are and what needs to be done with them. So how will you understand anything? So without a feeling, we can't do anything. And only the upper light, when it comes to us and it lets us feel something, from the feeling we begin to understand, but the feeling comes first. You understand? Just as it is in our world. First we feel. And then we understand through different relationships between the feelings, we understand the matters. Because our foundation is a desire to enjoy, a desire to receive.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
I understood, maybe incorrectly, that a record is like a program, but it has also data of experiences and impressions. So why take it outside the vessel? What's it worth like this? What does it give?
Reshimo is what we have from the previous states. It contains a lot of data. It's not just one word. And according to this data, we can move forward to the next states. By the Reshimot, we operate. If you delete all the records from a person, he'll be like a madman. He won't understand where he is and what's going on and what he needs to do, even to the point of just moving his hand and doing the simplest actions. Records are the data that exist within the vessel, and they direct the vessel.
So what does it say here about taking the record outside the vessel?
In order to change states, in order to change through states, we have to also change the records. To make actions and as a result of these actions, new records remain, bigger records, and then accordingly we advance. Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from Ten. Can you explain a bit more about the corrections of light?
It's a general question. All that is done by the light. What does the light do? It shines, and then we feel bad, because that's how it shines with its posterior. And opposite that, we feel bad. When it shines with its face, I feel good, because then it shows me how much I'm somewhat close to him. So the light shines in different aspects, inner light, reflected, the direct lights, surrounding lights, the light that comes in, the light that departs, different extents of light, and so on. So the influence of light over the Kli is ultimately the Creator. It's everything. That's it. So I can say more than that if you don't ask more concretely. Holland.
Yes, hello, Raf. You just talked about Ibur and annulling, and I'd like to ask a question about the preparation of the Congress. Can I do that, Raf?
Can?
Yes, we are getting closer and closer to the Congress at the moment, and that is really felt. And we are activating all sorts of preparations. And we would really like your guidance and give a main focus on what we should concentrate on. So can you please give us a direction on how to prepare correctly for the Congress?
What's the theme, the name of the Congress?
No.
The name of the Congress is coming to Ibur.
Ibur.
Ibur. Conception. Okay, so we need to talk about that, and we need to make actions. We are studying this topic of conception for maybe 2 months, maybe more, and we have to see how are we moving towards this, how the state becomes more familiar to us, closer to us, more customary for us. Like we talk about family, about something we feel. What is then the ibul? What state do I need to be in? Who envelops me? Who's in connection with me? What kinds of thoughts and desires do I have? What is this whole set of conditions that we call conception? What that is? That's what we need to clarify together. So let's process that. Let's prepare such questions and clarify them through the lessons and move towards the Congress this way. The Congress should be as a summary of all our studies about the conception. Today, I didn't think we'll go into the inner observation that we just read a part of, but just to show how complex these matters are. And you can't learn them without feeling them somewhat. Otherwise, it'll just be this kind of intellectual study, like engineers who don't actually know what they are dealing with. So what we need, tomorrow we'll go to something else, we'll study something else. This was an example, and I hope, and I'm happy that you're asking about this, and we will move forward towards the Congress, where we delve deeper into the topic of conception. You can find and send me material that is more and more relevant and deep and inspiring, and we need to start feeling. The main thing is, what does it mean to be in Ibu? What kind of feeling we should have? What kind of relationship we should have between us? How do we build this environment called a womb? How do we make room for the Creator to shine on us and develop us with His light? That's what we need to do. Like a person who goes into a new apartment. So he builds it, he designs it, he plans what it needs to be. Similarly, that's how we need to think about Ibu. Okay.
Yes. Very clear. It's nice to, let's say, that to hear you that it's about feeling and developing this feeling and really preparing ourselves. How do we get to this feeling, what you're talking about, the feeling of coming into Ibur? So, yeah.
Look, if we are a will to receive, then whatever is felt in the will to receive is called a feeling. And so that's what we're talking about. So let's clarify. What is the embryo? What does it feel? Towards whom? And so on. We talked about it many times, but let's clarify it in such a way that it will be
ברור לנו.
Clear to us.
בסדר. טוב.
בסדר.
Northwest.
Okay.
Northwest.
Northwest.
Is
Northeast. Yeah.
Similar to the type of data felt in a scene of a movie or a movement in a song? Is it like billions of ones and zeros, trillions of ones and zeros? Is this kind of what it's like, this feeling? Or?
Let's say so. Let's say that. Reshimo is a state of the Kli, including the light and the desires and all of the data, everything there is. there's just a lack of one thing. The light departed from the kli and left what's called reshimo, record. Why is that a good thing, a positive thing? Because the light departed, we can then discover what's in the kli, what desires, in what directions, what connections. The light, it is not fulfilling the kli, and it allows us to feel all of the inner conditions of the kli. Florida.
Thank you, Rob. All these feelings that we are experiencing, knowing that they are from the will to receive, how can we trust what we're feeling? Or should we even? Other than just to say, okay, my will to receive felt that, what do I do with it?
We need to clarify from the state that we're in and with the 10 that we're in, gradually we need to discover all of the connections between us, and we'll see that this is our spirituality. It's not the bodies of other friends. That's where our spirituality is. Baltia 3.
Балтия фри.
Здравствуйте, Раб. Вот такой вопрос. Путается как-то. Иногда
мы Рав. Question is rather confusing. Sometimes we say all sorts of lights influence the vessel. Sometimes we say there's only one light. So what's actually happening? Is the vessel changing and thus it feels different lights? Or the creator influenced the vessel with different lights?
Of course, the upper light, which is abstract from everything, is called the creator, and the influence of that upper light on the will to receive it created is a very different, selective kind of influence. And we're talking about the influence of the light upon us and our response to the light. How much can we go closer and cling to that light? That's it.
Kabu 2.
Boker Tov, Rob. Boker Tov, Avarim. We have a question about Reshimot. If we're on, say, stage 2 of the 125 degrees upward, will we have Reshimot from stage 1, but also from stage 3 that we're trying to send to when we descend it to get to the bottom of the process? If my question
makes sense.
We'll talk about that later on. What you're asking is complicated and inaccurate. It's not, we haven't discussed it yet. So I'm sorry.
Asia.
Morning, Rafter. What is the difference between Tayin and Likudot?
We haven't learned that. What are you asking? Tamim nekudot tagin otiyot are four forms of the light that enter the kli, that exist in the kli. It's like we have Chochma bina zaran pin malchut. Similarly, we have tagin otiyot nekudot.
Otiyot, nekudot,
tagim, otiyot, nekudot, and
tamim, nekudot, tagim, otiyot.
Tamim, right, sorry. Yeah, already get confused. All right, so we'll conclude with this, and tomorrow we'll learn something new.
Announcements for the schedule. Today, 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, is program Spiritual States with Rav Lightman in the topic of Masach, screen. Tomorrow, Quarter to three is our lesson preparation. 3 to 6 is a daily lesson. And then in the afternoon, a quarter to 2 to 2 is the preparation. The afternoon lesson is 2 to 4. And afterwards, the World Woman Gathering, 4 to 4.30 p.m. Israel time. We'll end here. Have a great day. Deep.